Night Sins by Tammy Hoag. Josh Kirkwood and his two best buddies burst out of the locker room at the ice arena, flying into the cold, dark January afternoon, hollering at the top of their lungs. They flung themselves off the steps like mountain goat kids and landed hip-deep in the snow on the side of the hill. Hockey sticks skittered down, gear bags sliding after. Then came the three amigos, squealing and giggling, tucked into balls of wild-colored ski jackets and bright stocking caps. The three amigos. That was what Brian's dad called them. Brian's family had moved to Deer Lake, Minnesota from Denver, and his dad was still a big Broncos fan. He said the Broncos used to have some wide receivers called the three amigos, and they were really good. Josh was a Vikings fan, but he liked the nickname, the three amigos.
We are the three amigos!
Matt yelled as they landed in a heap at the bottom of the hill. Coach Olson came out of the ice arena. You guys have rides home tonight? He asked. They answered all at once, being loud and silly. He laughed and held his gloved hands up in surrender. All right, all right. The rink's open if you get cold waiting. Ole's inside if you need to use the phone. Then Coach jumped into his girlfriend's car, the way he did every Wednesday, and off they went to have dinner at Grandma's attic downtown. Wednesday was Grandma's famous meatloaf night. A parade of minivans and station wagons rumbled across the circular drive in front of the Gordy Knutson Memorial Arena, doors banging, exhaust pipes coughing. Kids from the various squirt league teams chucked their equipment in trunks and hatches and climbed into the cars with their moms or dads. As Matt's mom pulled up, he scrambled for his gear and dashed across the sidewalk, calling a goodbye over his shoulder. His mother buzzed down the passenger window. Josh?